Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now let's just turn to this breaking news in England. A manhunt has been launched there after three women were killed in a house in Hertfordshire last night. Police said they're urgently trying to find 26-year-old Kyle Clifford, who's wanted in connection with the incident. They're warning that he may still be in possession of a weapon. Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist, is on the line. So Vincent, what do we know about the incident that happened in this house in Hertfordshire?
Well, very little details have been released yet. What we do know is that these three women are related, that paramedics tried to save them, but they were all pronounced dead at the scene. They were in an area of Bushey, which is in Hertfordshire, just north of London. The individual that they're searching for, Kyle Clifford, is said to possibly still be in Hertfordshire or in Enfield, which is sort of within Greater London, nearby to Hertfordshire. It is thought that he has potentially a crossbow, and people have been told not to approach him, but also not to speculate heavily on social media at the moment.
So how widespread then is this search for him?
It seems to be a significant search. This area is not too far, as I said, out of London. There will be all manner of CCTV cameras still in this area of ANPR as well, the automatic license plate detecting system that is sort of around the M25 area and most of British roads these days. So it looks like this is a substantial search from the police force. Mm.
And given what you said about this suspicion that he may be carrying this crossbow, the police have said if he is spotted, he should not be approached. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. And this is one of a series of a growing number of attacks that seem to be being carried out by people wielding crossbows in the UK over the past 5 and 6 years. And there's been a bit of a conversation that they shouldn't be so accessible. You shouldn't be able to buy them because they are incredibly lethal weapons.
Okay, we'll leave that one there, Vincent, but thank you very much on that developing story in Hertfordshire in England as that search continues for that man who's believed to be armed, 26-year-old Kyle Clifford.